This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
We are all witnessing the unraveling of the greatest political scandal in the history of our country. And what it's uncovering now as the truth comes out about these deep state operatives is, you know, like Robert Mueller, James Comey, and others. What's becoming evident is that these people and others like Loretta Lynch and Eric Holder, Barack Obama, they have been running an organized crime ring. They've been heading up an organized crime group, an operation. Hillary Clinton was at the top of one section of that organized crime ring. They've been doing this for decades. This goes back through the Reagan era, through the Nixon era. This goes back through 9/11, Oklahoma City, other so-called terrorist attacks. This is so huge, and it's about to be uncovered. The latest development is absolutely stunning. It is shocking at every level. Let me set the background for this. So the Inspector General, Horowitz, you know, IG, Horowitz is about to come out with a damning report that will probably recommend criminal indictments of James Comey and many, many other people, John Brennan, for example. These people, you know, former CIA, former DNI, former FBI, these people are all engaged in a massive criminal conspiracy coup attempt to literally overthrow the United States of America, and they almost got away with it. But IG Horowitz is coming out with this report. It's so damning that elements within the DOJ decided to leak their version of the story ahead of time to the New York Times and the Washington Post. And here's what that story said. They admit that the United States government under Barack Obama hired a spy. And his name, by the way, is Stefan Halper, a spy who worked for MI6 and also worked for U.S. intelligence agencies. They hired him to spy on the Trump campaign, to, in essence, embed him within certain elements of the Trump campaign, to plant false information through Papadopoulos and others in order to justify spying on the Trump campaign, that the U.S. government under Obama paid this spy to infiltrate the political campaign of a political opposition. And he was paid over $411,000, I believe, is the total that we know so far. This is so huge. This is the biggest criminal conspiracy in the political realm that we've ever seen. Loretta Lynch had to sign off on this. She is implicated. Barack Obama had to have been briefed on this. He is implicated. James Comey lied. Hillary Clinton funded the Trump dossier, or her organization did. John Brennan lied and leaked. Comey leaked illegally. You know, Peter Strzok is involved in this as well. James Clapper ran cover for the whole thing. This is a deep state coup attempt against the people of America, against our democracy. This is so damning. This is so dangerous. It's the kind of thing that brings countries down or starts civil wars or tears countries apart, because these radical left-wing deep state operatives, it turns out they will stop at nothing. They have murdered people. There are execution squads that have operated in America to execute people who might have exposed the criminality of this giant organized crime ring that's being run by these individuals. For example, Andrew Breitbart was murdered. Seth Rich was murdered. And there are dozens of other murders in the history of the Clintons. And even to present day, there are people still being killed who were about ready to testify against the Clinton Foundation, for example. Robert Mueller knowingly throws people in prison, fabricates fake crimes against them, keeps them in prison. This has been proven in order to keep them silent. Robert Mueller is a deep state. He's a fixer. He's a cleaner for Hillary Clinton. Robert Mueller's involvement goes so far back into 9/11. into Uranium One, the selling off of uranium assets. Robert Mueller, it goes all the way back to Vietnam. The guy has been a corrupt Clinton fixer for decades. James Comey, similar story. Corrupt Clinton fixer, covered up for her obstruction of justice, covered up her crimes against the United States of America. Even as he knew she committed multiple felony crimes, he covered it up. I mean, you talk about destruction of evidence, obstruction of justice, all these things Hillary Clinton did. Comey knows it, and he covered it up because he thought she was going to become president, and James Comey wanted to continue to be part of the secret Stasi police. Lying, concealing, covering up, fabricating, committing law enforcement fraud. That's what these people have done at every level. And of course, Debbie Wasserman Schultz is all part of this too. The, what is it, the Awan brothers? How do you say their name? The Pakistanis who Schultz protected as they broke into the email systems of virtually all the members of Congress and stole their emails and then escaped to Pakistan. And Schultz covered up for them. I mean, the DNC is so deeply involved in this. Eric Holder, John Podesta, Loretta Lynch. This goes so deep. And it's all starting to unravel. It's coming out. The New York Times now, this is their cover story. They now admit that yes, the Obama administration hired a person to spy on the Trump campaign, but the New York Times unbelievably says, oh, they weren't spying on the Trump campaign. They were protecting the Trump campaign from the Russians. Oh, yeah. And the Washington Post is in on this hoax as well. I mean, not hoax, but the false explanation. Oh, this wasn't a spy. Halper wasn't a spy. He was there. He was there to protect the Trump administration from the Russians. That's their cover story. These people are so desperate and so they lack all credibility. The mainstream media is part of this deep state coup. Now, I could go on for hours about this, but I've only got a couple of minutes to wrap up this podcast. So let me just jump right to the conclusion. I am calling again for the criminal indictment and arrest of every person whose name I mentioned in this podcast so far who's been part of this deep state operation. You know, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Robert Mueller. These people need to be indicted, arrested, imprisoned. Barack Obama needs to be indicted. Hillary Clinton needs to be indicted. But it's not just that. The co-conspirators inside the New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN, they also need to be arrested and indicted because they are not journalists. They are not practicing free speech. They are part of a treasonous, seditious coup attempt to overthrow our democracy, to install their tyrannical leader, Hillary Clinton, and overthrow the outcome of a democratic election. These people need to go to jail as well. And I pray, and I invite you to join me in praying for a day of the mass arrests of all these actors within the deep state, whether they claim to be journalists or whether they claim to be former attorney generals or claim to be former head of the FBI. They are all criminals against America. They are all traitors. They are all engaged in treason. They have been trying to run a deep state coup, and they got caught. And although I believe that every one of them should have their fair day in court, because I believe in due process, note that they do not believe in due process. They fabricate evidence to get a FISA warrant. They fabricate. They lie. They leak. They kill people. They do anything that's necessary to try to destroy their political enemies. They do not believe in due process, and they do not believe in democracy. They don't believe in honoring the outcome of elections. And this is why they are such a danger to this country, this republic, and this is why they must be put in prison for life. Every single one of them belongs behind bars for life. We cannot risk exposing our republic to the actions of these treasonous criminals for one more day. So I pray that somehow President Trump, somehow he may have a way to carry out the mass indictment and arrests of every one of these deep state treasonous operatives, mafia people, who are all tied into the Democrats and the DNC. They need to live out the rest of their lives in prison. They should not have another day of anything resembling freedom, because they abuse freedom, they exploit freedom, they destroy freedom. And they are tyrants, they are authoritarians, they are lawless, criminal, cartel, co-conspirators, and they are engaged in racketeering and criminality at levels that at mass murder, not mass murder, but I mean targeted murder, executions of political enemies like Andrew Breitbart and so on. These are dangerous times that we're living in, and it's been made dangerous by these deep state operatives. Every single one of them needs to be behind bars for the rest of their lives, or they will continue to work to destroy this country, destroy the rule of law, and overthrow the outcomes of elections that they don't like. We cannot survive as a country if these people remain on the streets. They are more dangerous than violent MS-13 gang members who are animals. They are more dangerous than mass school shooters. These people, like James Comey and Robert Mueller, they threaten the freedom and liberty of all Americans. And they must be put behind bars. Read my website, trump.news. I've also got robertmueller.news, jamescomey.news, clinton.news, and many, many others. NewsTarget.com tends to carry most of those stories as well. So check it out. Pray for America. Join me in demanding the arrest of these treasonous criminals who deserve to live the rest of their lives behind bars. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, patriot, American, Texan, and I will not be silenced. I will continue to speak out and call for real justice in America. Join me. Thank you.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.